Well, as we just heard from Josh Frydenberg there, the federal government's putting the hard word on the states and territories to keep progress going on the National Energy Guarantee. Alice Workman is the political editor for BuzzFeed News and our regular Friday political commentator. Alice, hello there.
Good morning, Fran.
So how big a challenge does Josh Frydenberg have in front of him, not only to get the states and territories to agree, but also his own party room, as he's reminded us, it has to go back to the coalition party room?
Well, absolutely, it won't be easy. And we've seen that from the former Prime Minister Tony Abbott's polypedal tour past the coal stations last week. And outspoken, the always outspoken Craig Kelly has been out talking about how, you know, he and some people on his side of politics believe that they're, that 26% is too high and that maybe we shouldn't have any neg at all. So obviously there's a lot of different backbenchers that the government need to make happy trying to put this bill through. But not only the backbench, it's to do with Labor as well. They need bipartisan support here. So the Energy Minister has a really tough challenge today at COAG to get the states and territories on board.
But does Labor have a challenge too? Because it's saying, well, it might support the NEG, but it would scale it up in government. Josh Frydenberg making it clear there he's not going to make that easy. There'd have to be legislated change.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Labor have a difficult decision to make here about how they're going to play this one. They can support the government and really put an end to this ongoing debate about energy that has, you know, had a genuine impact on people. It's, you know, it's stalled investment, it's driven up prices, it's made supply less reliable. There's been big ramifications from the lack of policy on the energy front in the last decade. So Labor have to decide whether they're willing to play ball with the government or wait and see if they potentially win the next election and put in the targets that they want.
Mm. Talk about having a real effect on real lives. The Banking Royal Commission this week, most extraordinary evidence of misconduct before it. Now the federal government is right behind the Royal Commission, even open to extending the deadline from 1 year, which was always going to be too short. Mm. My, how things change. It was just a year ago when the Treasurer called the Banks Royal Commission a populist whinge, the Banking Royal Commission a populist whinge. You know, the government really has to change its tune on this and quickly, and I don't know how it does that credibly.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, remember the Prime Minister, when he got up and announced the Royal Commission, explicitly said that he wasn't in favour of it, even though he was allowing it to happen. We've seen Finance Minister Matthias Cormann say yesterday that, yes, we could extend the length of the Royal Commission, but that gets dangerously close to the election cycle. So the question is whether Scott Morrison, Kelly O'Dwyer, Malcolm Turnbull and Matthias Cormann can, I guess, ramp up their outrage enough to back up the Royal Commission with any kind of action that voters can forget that they initially opposed it so strongly. And, you know, the rhetoric this week is that the Treasurer has threatened jail time is clearly designed to kind of steal Labor's thunder a little bit, because Labor's obviously crowing that they've been calling for this for 2 years and they were right to call for it in the first place. And it seems like today...
Yeah, they don't want to carry on with that too long, I wouldn't have thought.
Well, I mean, far be it for me to tell Labor how to run their policies, but I imagine it will be something they'll bring up over the next year until the next election.
Last night, the Trade Minister, Steve Chobo, apparently, according to one of my listeners anyway, told Patricia Carvelis that the cost of the Royal Commission had been taken from funds for compliance and enforcement. If that's the case, they're getting better bang for the buck than the money they'd spent on compliance and enforcement before then, by the sounds of things.
Yes, but the government still haven't ramped up the... they still have legislation in front of them about the powers that the new ASIC Vice Commissioner will be able to have. So I think that's a bit of an interesting call from Steve Chobo there. But, you know, we're seeing this play out across the political spectrum. It's not only the government that are under pressure, but, you know, some of the crossbenchers who, in the most recent round of company tax negotiations, said that they'd give the banks, the top four banks, a tax cut, are facing a bit of pressure from voters over the hypocrisy about what we've been hearing from the testimony over the last week.
Alice, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Alice Workman, political editor of BuzzFeed News and our regular Friday political commentator here on Breakfast.